You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We suck at this.
But like
it's okay.
It's like entertaining. It's like watching like a fail compilation on YouTube, but like for your ears.
Hi guys, welcome to Don't Mess. I am Christine Sidelko.
And I am Chris Clemens. This is our podcast
where we like to learn about things that we don't really know
while bringing our level of stupidity to it. Am I drunk? Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Don't Mess wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope you'll give CastBox a shot. I think it's the best.
Don't mess. Don't mess.
Hello, everybody. We are back with another episode of Don't Mess. I am Chris Clemens.
I'm Christine Sidelko.
I'm Andrew, and I'm here again.
Last name. What's your middle name?
Jennings.
Weird. Like William Jennings Bryan.
Me, yeah.
Andrew's too young to know who that is.
No.
Secretary of State for some old-timey president I don't remember. Maybe Civil War era?
Babies. I'm just kidding.
Ulysses S. Grant. Yeah. What are we talking about?
We're talking about birth charts today.
Oh, right. Ulysses S. Grant's birth chart.
Oh, my God. We do a deep dive of that. I couldn't even tell you exactly what Ulysses...
Yep.
Something Grant did.
Oh, really?
He was like a general, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his middle fucking
initial. Yeah, he was just a
initial.
Union general.
Susan B. Anthony.
She voted. I know. Well, did she live to vote? I don't know.
Oh, my she God. Was a woman.
She and she was good at it.
Yeah.
Don't write that off.
She had three names.
Yeah.
It was B? Is it B-E-E or is it
no,
B,
it's a
the
initial.
Apostrophe?
It's
God,
B.
This
it's like
is
like Susie B. Jones. Susie B. Anthony.
Like a, disclaimer, I did smoke before this.
No,
so.
The B, oh, I was going to say S, I was going to say it was for suffragette, but her name is C. We suck at this.
But like,
it's okay.
It's like entertaining. It's like watching like a fail compilation on YouTube, but like for your ears.
I love watching kids get hurt.
Kids like getting the hurt. The hurdles are my favorite.
Every day is a hurdle.
Every day is a stumbling road.
Oh. Yeah.
Get a little bit closer.
Oh.
Wow.
My favorite thing recently has been in the song Super Trooper by ABBA.
Uh-huh.
The fuck, I forget it now, of course, but it's like when the deep voice comes in. Anyway, that was my
fun story.
That
sounded like a weird like tribal chant. I thought you were putting a curse on me.
Maybe I did.
Maybe you didn't. I'm growing a penis?
Right before I marry us. Anyway, I'm going to read Andrew's birth chart.
Oh, right. Birth chart.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So we thought it'd be interesting to, as new roommates, as like the three of us.
Check our compatibility.
Yeah. We're going to see if this was in the stars. So I'm going to read Andrew's birth chart. We've plugged in all of his information. We've plugged in all of our information.
The data has been set. Now we must correlate.
Go off. Okay, but go off.
The data markers are very clear.
Oh my God, that kind of sounded like Fortnite, and I remembered when we get home we're going to have Wi-Fi. Anyways, continue.
You giant nerds.
Yeah, oh my God. I'm
it's
so
like boys week until I move in. You guys
and
are like
then
bachelor
it's like boys
party.
Week.
I'm a girl, despite the penis you just cursed me with.
Okay, back to me.
Back to birth charts, yep.
So the birth chart report shows the positions of the planets for Andrew. The sun represents vitality.
Reverse cowgirl.
I was like, whoa. The sun represents vitality, a sense of individuality, and outward shining creative energy.
Wait, the sun in general or his sun?
I unclear.
Cool.
Sun in Cancer. So you're a Cancer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer.
You
in all
are.
Of our lives.
I am cancerous.
You said that when we were talking to the people who we rent the house from, and you're like, yeah, I'm a Cancer. And I was like, in all of our lives. And the guy just looked at me, and I was like, it's a joke. Sun and Cancer natives have a strong survival instinct. They are protective of those.
I tried to stab him.
With the fucking dead unicorn
yeah,
you broke. Yeah, he goes, no.
They are protective of those they care about and of themselves, too. They are often quite reticent about sharing their inner selves to the rest of the world. Oh, my God, you're a YouTuber. It's so true. And are often caught up in reminisce. Cancers have a reputation for moodiness, although this trait is most evident when the moon is in Cancer.
What does that mean, though?
I don't know. I was just about to ask.
When the moon is in... Oh, it really sounded like I knew what I was
saying. Yeah, you really did.
We both, Christine and I just stopped our sentences to look at you.
Yeah, way to let us down. Way to let us down.
Is that just like when the moon during Cancer season?
The same time? Maybe, yeah.
So
probably.
So what's it saying? Like, it says...
It says you're immortal.
It says you... it says that you have... The power to...
We read to it. It's like survival instinct. So you're immortal. You can never die.
You have a reputation for moodiness, it says. It says Cancer needs roots. True. You love, like, ginger. Yeah.
You love the TV show, TV miniseries Roots.
What does that mean?
Maybe put down roots like, in a new home.
Yeah, in a new home. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. See, we're stretching it really hard.
Pew, pew, pew.
They resist change to an extent and concern themselves about being secure and safe in most everything they do. Cancers can be quite intrigued by objects with history attached to them, antiques, photos, souvenirs, and
antiques
the like.
Are haunted.
Oh, that is so true.
I am being fucking read to
shit. I love antiques.
Like, what the heck?
It is very accurate.
Yeah.
So. It's like they go, cancers love making their own nut butters, and they
and
love perching
loaves.
Instead of sitting.
Yeah. Cancer is a very sensitive sign. Oh my God, I was like, what? I literally stopped to be like, am I reading this correctly? Cancer is a very sensitive sign, and they don't always appreciate it when they are when you are blunt to them.
Oh my God. That's
what?
You.
That is
that
you.
Really mean? Like,
yeah. I could never yell at you because just your face. I just feel like that's just not how you
Oh my God,
respond.
Yeah, you don't always appreciate it.
Like you would
but
just
like I don't either. So like,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, who likes being yelled at? I mean, like
being
something
honest
bad.
Too. Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you try to make sexual jokes? They all fall flat because I've literally never had sex. I have literally no idea what I'm talking about.
I think that might have something to do with it.
Yeah. Carry on.
Their reactions to hurt will depend on how thick of a shell they have developed. Most cancers react by withdrawing or retreating. Some have developed an ability to manipulate others to get what they want. They avoid direct confrontations almost as a rule. Cancers are, in fact, quite yielding and soft when you have them in the right mood.
Ooh, pliant. Ooh. Pliant.
Let's get some wine in you.
Baby.
That's what the right mood is.
Yeah, like the fireplace.
They are one of the more hospitable signs in the zodiac. Sure, they can be touchy and indirect, but they are also very dependable, caring souls. There's a short description. I just realized.
And you read the long one?
I read. Definitely didn't read the short one.
Oh, well, we definitely need to stretch for time, so I don't. I'm not mad.
Perfect.
At that.
In short, he weighs. It could be a she. He weighs. One of the things I selected was male.
Oh.
He weighs words carefully and is tenacious, a calm and discreet nature, tender, thoughtful, sensitive, and impressionable. Weaknesses: he is humble, timid, changeable, indecisive, lazy, oversensitive, easily influenced by the family, and sometimes manipulative.
Whoa.
Manipulative. Ooh, am I?
I
know. I'm waiting for this.
What is that?
I'm like waiting for that to like.
I mean, I don't really resonate with that, but I definitely resonate with the. I'm also not. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. What do you agree with?
They're just all adjectives that can describe people.
Yeah. Well, no, we know it's all bullshit, but like, play along.
Do you think?
I don't know. I definitely got red in there a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of it sounded right. I don't know. I just look at your curls and I just melt. You know. Stop. You're like, shut up.
All right, so that was Andrew's. Who wants to read? We have Christine's and
so
mine.
So he has to read mine.
Andrew, read.
All right.
This is mine, and then that tab is Christine's, so you can pick whoever won.
This is Christine's.
No, because I get to read yours.
That's you okay. Read mine? Okay, so then.
I want to read you.
All right.
I want to read you, read you, wrote you.
You're Aries, right?
Yeah.
All right, then that's Christine's.
You know. You already Ooh. Know. Tell me how awesome I am. Go ahead. All of my flaws are non-existent. Here we go.
Weaknesses? None.
Weaknesses? Alrighty. I have no weaknesses.
Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and Aries natives are the first to start and the first to finish whatever they set out to do.
Oh, you're the first to finish
nothing.
Aries is an active, energetic sign. People with Sun in Aries are direct, straightforward, and uncomplicated. They expect the same from others and are baffled when they don't always get it.
That is very true.
Baffled is like the best word.
That's my biggest flaw, is that I'm just too insensitive. Because like when I say stuff, I'm like, oh, that wouldn't hurt my feelings if someone said it to me. But that's because I'm a freak and have no feelings. You know what I mean? Like, and then I'm like, wait, why are you upset? Anyway.
The body comes first with Aries.
Feeding it?
Sun and Aries people are natural athletes. At the very least, their natural indication is to use their bodies to get things done.
They're sexually.
Mary.
Yeah, Mary Chrysler.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
You're like, hey, Mr. Vine. Anyway, gross.
They're not given to long, drawn-out emotional moments, nor are they big on planning ahead. Instead, they live their lives simply.
Oh,
what is happening right now is most important to Aries.
Why?
Podcasting. That's just, it's
just, so basically, all Aries people have ADD. Yeah, no, that's... I was literally just talking about how I had no paintings on my wall for a year.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Impatience is a definite vice, and innovation is a huge strength. Aries love to start anything new, and they have trouble sitting still.
So ADD.
They are pioneers in whatever they do, and there is a very basic quality of bravery in these people that is unmistakable. Aries generally know what they want, and they know the quickest route to getting it. They
take sex.
Yeah, you're like very ADD, sex kinky little. Yeah, maybe. Nymphs.
I've always said that because I was like, I think I'm asexual, whatever. But what if it's because I'm actually so kinky and I haven't found it yet?
Just don't even know it.
Yeah, it's like I'm just really into this, just like really specific, dirty, dirty area of like sex.
Aries. Wow.
Aries. Mm. Areola.
Anyway.
They take shortcuts if they must, but generally everything is above board.
That is not true.
Underhanded just isn't their style.
That is not true.
Some Aries people are bold.
I don't even
know what that means. I don't
either. Like, underhanded like isn't an option? Pitching. Like, what, softball?
Yeah, I'm serving a tennis ball.
Yeah, like, what?
But I'm serving looks.
Can you can you imagine if someone fucking talked like that? They're like, oh.
You're very underhanded.
Yeah, I'd be like, why?
I'm like, no, I'm right-handed.
Yeah, I was like...
Anyway, say more about me.
Some Aries people are bold, but even the quieter ones are brave and even plucky in their own way.
I'm definitely not quiet.
Independence is their birthright. Nothing gets them going more than a fresh slate, the promise of a new day, and a brand new start.
Oh, my God.
I do quit when as soon as something goes wrong and start over to try to make it perfect, and it never is.
True.
Huh. Aries enjoy a challenge.
Nope.
No.
And Aries sons are happiest when their lives are moving forward and active. There's a childlike quality to all Aries Sun people, and it's often quite charming.
I love Aries Sun people.
That's what Karen Spencer from Vine. She was like, "I want to be annoyed with you, but you're just like you're annoying, but it's like charming." And I'm like, "I have no idea what that means, but
yeah,
thanks for
like,
not yelling."
You are like you're still like.
I don't know what. How do you be charming?
I don't know. You just like. At the end of the day, I think you still care about like.
Yeah.
You still care, you know. Like, that eye roll, bitch. Get it in.
I was just looking up. The ceiling.
Just looking up Aries.
These ceiling tiles, these panels are really speaking to me right now. Mm, and they say, pay attention and do the podcast.
She has a strong personality and an entrepreneurial spirit. True. She is ambitious.
Buy my merch.
I was going to say, Mary Chrysler sweaters.
Fandroid.co/exchange.
Sorry, I had to burp a couple times.
No,
anyways, back
if
to the...
anyone would appreciate that, it would be me.
Okay. She is ambitious and self-willed, stubborn, obstinate, and tenacious.
Obstinate just means stubborn.
Yeah. It's just an ADD way of saying stubborn.
Yeah, Chris literally tells me I'm stubborn all the time.
Yeah, it's because you are.
Well, I know.
Weaknesses. Nervousness, impulsiveness, wastefulness, provoking nature, restlessness, and changeability.
I definitely have tried to anger Bigfoot in a beef jerky commercial.
What?
You remember those?
No.
There's like beef jerky brand and like the commercials were them like pranking Bigfoot.
Oh my God, no. That's so weird.
Weird. Again, I will have someone tweet me about it because they know it.
Every time
without fail.
That's the good thing about the internet.
I know. I'm like, someone understands me.
Yeah. Did you do it all?
No, how do I... What I oh, like? What is all this? Do I do that?
No, I just stopped at weaknesses.
Yeah. Like this is like the sun in four. Yeah, and I'm like I don't know what the sun what in anywhere means on. Except the sky. Yeah. All right, Christine. Wow. Here's my birth chart.
It wasn't a very like didn't seem very accurate.
It seems
kind of accurate, but then on lots of no's.
Well, again, it's not a real science. None of this is real. If you say it is, you're an idiot.
Oh my God, go off.
No, I think it. I remember talking about it. It doesn't actually bother me, but I'm just like,
I don't know if I believe. Like, I don't know what I think about it.
People actually think this is real. I cannot believe it.
Like I do because it like makes
like the moon controls the fucking waves.
Yeah, but like, are Maya an ocean? No.
But you were in a sack of water.
No, but you're 70%
like
water.
You were in a sack of.
I thought the Earth was 70% water.
Maybe I am.
No, the
wrong.
Earth is like 90% water.
Well,
right?
I go Google this.
I think we're both 70% water because we are
wrong. Should we figure this out after the say ad break?
Yeah, I'll read your stuff after we.
Perfect.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Don't Mess. We are about to read Chris for filth, as they say.
I know, I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, Scorpios, I hear a lot of... Scorpios and Gemini are the two I hear the most about. Actually, Cancers like to say they're Cancers,
I
too.
Will like to, I Actually, would like so to Aries. Say that I'm Everyone really does. Glad that I'm a Scorpio. Like, I feel like one, whatever that means.
It means nothing. Because you have your own personality,
like,
you're
an individual.
The description,
though, is like, it does, like... I do find that it, like, hits, like, the weird, complex... Like the weird things that I would expect it not to.
Yeah.
But
well,
I
this
don't
website's
know.
Called cafeastrology.com. So
well, serve it up, honey.
Trusted source in news. Okay.
Serve it up, sister.
Here we go. Scorpios are known for their intensity. They are determined folk that absolutely throw themselves into whatever they do. But getting them to commit to something is rarely an easy task. Thoughts so far?
I mean, I'm laughing, so.
There you go. In fact, it's better not to even try to get them to do anything. Solar Scorpios,
Solar Scorpiosis.
Yeah, multiple sclerosis absolutely have their own mind. And their primary motivation is unlikely to be prestige, like their Capricorn friends, or even authority. Leos can have that, too. It's a real power. Who wrote this? The sentence...
Wait, I'm trying to figure out... Wait, so my goal is not to be prestige?
Yeah, but, like, prestige? Like, we can
think
of it better.
What does that even mean?
It's like...
the best?
It's like... Yeah, it's like...
I don't think
being
it's prestigious.
Known. It's like being well-known.
So what is that sentence? I'm not...
I'm reading it.
Can you reread that sentence?
Okay. Solar Scorpios absolutely... Oh, wait, that's... And... Let me just start over. Their primary motivation is unlikely to be prestige.
Okay.
Parentheses, like their Capricorn friends.
Fuck the friends.
And parentheses, comma, or even authority, parentheses. Leos can have that too, comma, and parentheses, hyphen, hyphen, it's real power. I don't know what that means.
That's, okay, next sentence.
Again, pseudoscience, not real.
Yeah.
Continue. Their power can absolutely be of the behind-the-scenes variety, just as long as they have it. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does this mean? To others, Scorpios seem to have plenty of willpower. They probably do. Scorpios do know that what they... Whoa. Oh, no, you don't. What if I'm the monster? Okay. Scorpios do know that they want... God. Do know what they want. Okay, this one is just me being stupid. Scorpios do know what they want, and they won't go out and grab it at the wrong moment. They simply sit back, watch, quite expertly, and then get it only when the moment is just right. This apparent patience is simply their powerful skills at strategy at work.
Okay, see, I don't think that that's even... If
I don't think that's anyone.
I will get it at the
under
fastest...
the age of 60.
I will, like, go out of my way to get it fast. I will not sit and wait for the right moment.
It's
I'll
like Hamilton. Wait for it. I am inimitable. I am an original. Again,
I don't know
people
the musical.
Will tweet.
No.
You should and will.
Okay.
If you're going to be right.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I got the bootleg. Let's watch.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow. All
right. Back to this bullshit. this apparent patient. Oh, wait. Scorpio isn't afraid of getting their hands... their bodies, their minds, dirty. The darker...
He's terrified of getting his hands...
He really is.
Body
the
dirty.
Darker side of life intrigues them, and they're always ready to investigate.
The darker side?
Put on your little Sherlock Holmes jacket. Get your, wait, hat. He has a jacket and a hat?
Jacket, yeah, he's got both and a pipe.
It's a look.
That's for sure a look. It is like, a look. Very much so.
Anyway, get your magnifying glass. We're going to go burn some ants. Okay. Scorpios simply never give up. They have tremendous staying power. They're not in the slightest intimidated by anybody or anything. That is true. You brought a knife in a situation that was hairy, and that's you didn't true. Even think. You just grabbed that a knife was scary. And ran.
Yeah.
And I would let you stab someone for me.
I would stab someone for you.
I know you would.
I would stab someone for you. I didn't even realize I would. Like, I never, like when people, like, go hunting, I can't imagine, like, doing that. Like,
I wouldn't willingly do it, but if I had to.
Like, I, in that moment, I told my therapist the week after, I was like, I was, is this something that should be concerning? I was ready to stab someone.
I'd much rather hurt someone else than get hurt for you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'd shoot someone for you, I wouldn't take a bullet.
Well, yeah.
I love
maybe
that.
I shoot myself. Maybe I shoot, because I can control.
You have a gun.
I can shoot my, like, pinky toe. In the situation,
you just take yourself out.
Yeah, no, just my pinky toe. I want to survive.
you just cause distraction. My toe!
I have to Google which toe that would be, like, because you know if you lose a toe, you don't have stability.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, so, like, it has to be
pinky toe can go.
I think, but I would have to, like, do some
isn't
research.
It getting phased out anyway?
It's not popular anymore?
What no, do you it's mean? Like, isn't it? I thought that's what I, like, learned in high school.
What are those body parts called that, like, you don't need because of evolution, amalgams? But they're still there? Like, you know that weird part of your eye?
Yeah.
It's like it used to be something for a purpose, and now we've evolved past it, but yeah, we still have them?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Science is weird. It's, and by the way, astrology is not real science. Continue. I think literally an episode not that long ago, I said that I don't care that people think it's real.
And now you're
and
like,
I think I kind of
feeling
do.
Some type of way.
Because I'm reading this and how stupid this all
I
is.
I think it's just the way these people write it. It's like veganism. Everybody approaches it in the wrong way and makes everyone hate it.
I know. It's that true. That tweet that bring home the bacon. Don't feed a fed horse.
Oh,
you can't feed a fed horse.
I was like, PETA.
That one's the best one, though, because it still rhymes with, like, the original song. Yeah. But it's like, so stupid.
I mean, they were good. In terms of, like, they did a good job of keeping, like, the spirit of it, but like, really, like, there are people dying.
Yeah.
Like, how privileged is that? Ugh. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah. People are talking about, like, white feminism, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Guilty. Okay. Where am I?
At the Don't Mess recording studio.
Oh, here we go. This sentence is funny.
Oh, fuck.
Confrontations are not a problem. In fact, talk to any Scorpio about their lives and you'll probably be in awe at all they've gone through. Trauma seems to follow them wherever they go. When Scorpio learns optimism, terrible sentence structure. Instead of expecting the worst, they'll find that they possess amazing regenerative powers, the power to heal, create, and transform. This is literally saying you have superpowers.
Yeah, that's insane. But I do believe that, like, I used to think really negatively. And then when I started thinking optimistically, like, my life was, like, situations weren't as, like, harrowing as I thought they were.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, good use of that word.
Thank you.
All right. Are you ready for the weaknesses?
Oh, boy. Should I guess them?
Yeah, there's four adjectives.
Okay. Let's see.
You can't see it too far.
These are weaknesses.
My doctor put vegetarianism on my weakness list.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are pretty weak. No, I'm kidding.
Wait,
that's
what?
Weird.
It was
why?
Like acne, veganism, depression, anxiety, psychogenic polydipsia, blah, et cetera, et cetera.
Can you medicate anyways. For that? Like, what?
I would be like, excuse me,
it
sir?
Was a weirdly long list. And I get it on every single sheet.
Was it just things
on the he hands it to you with a smile. He's like, here's what's wrong with you.
Yeah,
pay
he's like,
me.
This is what I don't like about you. Please change it by our next visit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, back to
you. Yeah, it's yeah. It, yeah like, there's so many adjectives in the world. Okay.
Oh, they're gonna say there's so many adjectives listed. And I was like,
oh,
Jesus.
No. I said there's four. He is suspicious, defiant, extremist, and sometimes vindictive.
What's vindictive mean?
It's like
manipulative.
Kind of. It's like. Actually, I don't think I really know.
Mark, do you know what vindictive means?
I think it's like, not evil, but it's like you're kind of...
Oh, it's evil?
Pure evil? I thought it was like a softer way. I thought it was like a softer way to say evil.
Oh my God.
It's like, I'm going to Google it. Hold on.
Sometimes I'm pure evil.
Hold on. I mean, like, I don't think it's pure. It's like muddled. It's muddled. Muddled evil. Hold on. I'll Google it.
You know, you can just press it. Press the word hard. I don't want to hear it.
Don't teach me anything in our friendship. Having or showing a strong or unreasoning desire for revenge. Yeah.
I will absolutely agree that is a strength.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know less words than I thought I did. Anyway, that was horrible.
I really enjoyed that.
I did too.
Do you think?
That's why people like astrology, is because they're like, oh, this makes me special, but like it's not.
It's like that's read to like everybody else.
Yeah, like how many Aries are there in the entire world?
Oh my god, I wonder. Oh well, it's like the population divided by 12, right?
Yeah, like but some people are more born in certain months.
Yeah.
Like September is the highest birth rate month.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Think of how many people you know have birthdays in September. So many.
Really? I know, like...
I don't know anyone with birthdays
in September. Oh, well, you just don't have friends.
I know a lot of people with...
I know a lot of November. I forgot Eileen's birthday. I didn't know it was on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, we came back. I can't remember how it, but Chris was like, yeah, did you know it was her birthday? I was like, I had no idea. I didn't say a word.
Well, it's also like your first time.
True. I've known her for like a month.
Yeah, this is like, that would
Can we make stuffing soon?
Please shut up.
Oh, my God. No, wait. Keep going.
I was like, oh, stuffing? Wait.
Yes. Oh, my God. Should we go home right now? Because our house is.
We had one other thing. It was.
Oh, looking up news for my birthdays?
That's it. That's
good. Should we?
Yeah, we should each do.
Yeah, that's like.
All right, everybody, look on your phone. I'm in the description.
Wait, what?
Oh my God, Mark, is this recording? I am. It says.
Oh my God. What?
Wait, what?
Oh my God, I'm in the description too.
Oh wait, it's definitely from like famous birthdays. Look at that number one boost.
Oh my God.
It is like a boost. Wait, I'm not on here.
Oh my God. Famous people born on this day include Chris Clemens and Heidiya Tawada. Okay, Kris Jenner was born on this day and like George Bush. Let's not oversell it. Famous people
born on this day include Andrew Lau and Casey Hollister.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
That was so fun.
Take me back to.
Yeah, I'm not on here. What the hell?
Sorry, bitch.
Why?
Are you sure you were born on the right day? Are you adopted?
Oh, shit. Bill Clinton was president? The Sign by Ace of Base was the most popular song.
Hold on. I'm going to find a different website. That is so
funny. That is funny.
Oh, yeah. onthisday.com. There we go.
Okay.
On this day.
So if you're on famous birthdays, you can ask Alexa when your birthday is.
Really?
I showed my grandpa one time and I was like, Alexa, when is Christine Sadelko's birthday? And he freaked out. He's like, oh, my God. And then he tried it with his birthday. I'm like, no, you have to be like on the internet.
You have to be famous, Grandpa.
Sorry, Gramps. You have to be a YouTuber.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Nothing on this day is.
Oh, you know.
If you were born on this day, you've slept for 2,613 days or 7
That's
years.
Andrew's fun. Oh my God. I was born on Friday the 3rd. Oh, no.
I've been alive for 188,112 hours.
I've been alive for 25 years, 1 month, 6 days, and 23 hours and 26 minutes. That's so awful. Another thing we wanted to do was see news from our birthdays. Like, that happened on the actual day, on the actual year from when we were born. So for me, like, November 5th, 1993, the number one song was I Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by Meatloaf.
That's a great song.
That is like a sick song to have. And the number one movie was The Nightmare Before Christmas. That movie was my favorite movie growing up.
I don't like that movie.
Oh, well.
I think it's weird.
Oh my God, a gallon of gas was $1.17. I am wet. Like, can you imagine?
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
That is nuts. On November 5th, 1995, André Dallaire attempts to assassinate Prime Minister Jean Chrétien of Canada. He is thwarted when the prime minister's wife locks the door.
In 1993?
The wife was like, hi, I have a genius idea. Let's lock the fucking door.
Whoa. Wait, why does this thing... today is December
11th. Nothing interesting happened on my birthday.
Really?
No. Except this one article about a meteor.
Huh. Ooh.
Coming in from Earth. Space and crashing into Earth and a human living in it.
That's you.
Andrew Lau.
Oh, that's funny.
We thought of the same joke.
You're funny and hot. What?
Christine, March 27th, 1994. Your number one song?
Ace of Base.
Yeah.
I saw the sign.
Oh my God. What? The price of gas was the same on our birthdays.
Well, we $1.17. were only born a couple months apart.
Yeah, but like gas changes like every week.
You don't know that. That's a myth.
Okay. Oh my God, what? On your birthday in 1998, the Food and Drug Administration approves Viagra for use as a treatment for male impotence.
Woo, woo! The Pursuit of Happiness came out on DVD, March 27th, 2007. Don't know why I remember that, but nice. I always will. And T.I. went to jail, or got out of jail.
Really?
I think he went to jail on weapons charges, or got arrested for weapons charges on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
T.I.P.
Wow. All right, Andrew's number one song was I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy and Faith Evans, oh featuring God. 112.
What a great, that's one of the best samples.
Wow.
Like, the use number of one a sample. Movie, Face Off.
Okay.
Oh, don't know. The hockey movie?
The Price of Gas was $1.29.
Sorry. Oh, wait, that's not like a good bone. I wouldn't know. I'm a virgin, as mom. I've said.
I thought, oh my God, there was a birth that said Callum Taylor, English cricketer, and I thought it said English cracker. I was like, oh.
Oh, whoa.
In 1996, on your birthday, and like on the day you were actually born, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that the Communications Decency Act violates the First Amendment to the United States Constitution.
I don't know what that is.
Neither. So, me neither. And on that note, that's goodbye.
Don't ask, don't tell was...
Don't ask, don't mess.
Hope you enjoyed...
Whatever this was. This blooper reel.
That's just...
For we your are going to come out with a figuring blooper reel episode. Mark is working on it, guys. Yeah,
guys, the blooper reel episode
that's
is going
to
be...
That's the only one I will actually listen to.
Same, and like every day. It'll be like my ringtone for you every time you text me.
Oh, that's not possible with current technology, but keep on dreaming, kid.
I will. You know what? I will be the change.
You're determined and suspicious. And
Scorpioed.
And Scorpioed.
And what was the other one?
I
underhanded.
Don't know.
I'm so underhanded.
Just remember, not real. Astrology is not real. Thank you.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next episode and continue to rate the podcast. Thank you to everybody who does. Be sure to follow Andrew on social media. It's Andrew Lau. And
I'm Chris
Clements. And
you can find our new house at 12.
You can find our new house at 1368 Pennsylvania Avenue.
It's 1600, but I'll give you a break.
Thank you. I fucking need one. I'm so tired. Bye, guys.
Bye. Don't miss. Don't miss.